called a good God. Can you say that with me? A good God. One more time. A good God. That's our message series we're in. That's the way we preach here. We preach God's Word, the Bible, flat out. I believe every word in it, period, from the beginning to the end. And I'll give, yeah, absolutely. Praise the Lord. All of it, flat out. Are there things I don't understand? Absolutely. But I choose in this life to give God the benefit of the doubt. And when I see Him one day, we'll have plenty of time. We can talk about it. Amen? And He can set me straight on what I didn't know. But I'm not here to stand in judgment over God. I'm here to preach His Word and to teach His Word. And like the old country preacher said, it's not the things I don't understand that bothers me. It's the things I do understand. Amen? There's plenty there for me to work on. Amen? So we take messages from God's Word. We try to preach in brief series, put them on the screen, and then He has them on the website, and people use them all over the country, and people hear them all over the world. It's crazy, the ministry that God has raised up through PastorGarySermons.com. It's crazy. And so God's blessed us. Amen. So here's a new one today called A Good God. Amen. But it's the same old word. Amen. Say, it's the Word of God. And you're going to see one of my favorite verses in the Bible today. It is my favorite life verse I'm going to share with you today briefly. Look at those guys in that rowboat. Okay? Now, if you get out there and try to do that, I guarantee it ain't going to go straight. This takes work. Takes a leader right in front. They come out in front of my house, right off of Lemon Bay. I see them off the porch. I watch them out there. And somebody's with a microphone talking to them like this and go, go. And keeping them in order and keeping them straight. That's the way they need to be when they race, this rowing team. They've got to be together. The title of my little message this morning, not long, is a crazy word. Say it with me. Synergy. One more time. Synergy. Now, I'm from Rockingham. I never heard this word. I grew up my whole life. I'm like, nobody walked up and said, hey, synergy, Gabby. I never heard the thing. I never knew what that word meant. But in the culture we live in today, it's a word that is used. Synergy. What is synergy? I use a Bible, an old Webster's dictionary, that's right side of my desk. Roger was sitting with me in the office this week. And I said, well, let's just look up the word synergy. I said, I don't believe it'll be in here. And Roger says, oh, it's there. It's there. So I start flipping. Was it there? Nope. That's because I got an old dictionary. It's a new word. Newer. What does it mean? Let's be honest right quick. Let's see right in the audience. You'd be honest with me and say, Pastor, I really don't know what that word means anyway. Let me see your hand. Good, good. Let's learn something. Let's learn something. Pete, amen. You don't know this. Here we go. Synergy. We're talking about God's a good God. Let's go with the message, Rog. Very brief, about 10, 12 minutes. My heart, little review, is my rational, emotional, and spiritual what? Center. Now, I'm not talking about the thing that pumps the blood. I'm talking about my rational, emotional, and spiritual part of who I am, my gut. I feel it in my gut, that part of who I am. The heart pumps the blood. This part of the heart I'm talking about pumps me. It's who I am. We've been talking about that. In my mind, rational, in my emotion, and in my spirit, I know something. And you need to know this. I know this. Say it with me. God is a good God. You understand? In my mind, when I'm thinking right, and in my emotions, no matter how bad life gets, and in my spirit, when I look back, I know God has always been good to me. God is a good God. You understand? Boy, you need to know this. You need to know this. I'm telling you, this is Bible. This is incredible. Things like, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Is that not a good God or not? What? See what I'm saying? You know, we love Him because He what? First loved. Is that not a good God or what? I can do all things through who? Who strengthens me? Cast all your care upon who? Him, for He what? Cares for you. Is that not a good God? You hear what I'm saying? It's this little series we're in. So in my heart, deep down, I know things happen. I know disappointment happens. But when I'm thinking right, God's for me. God's with me. God's not against me. You hear me? Even though we think otherwise. So I've been sort of combating that in this little series. trying to help you understand. There's a good life for you. You hear me? God's a good God. God is right. This is what good means. He's proper. He's kind. He's beneficial. He's purposeful. He's meaningful. This is God. God is a good God. Oh, taste and see. We gave that message. That the Lord is what? Blessed is who? The who? That what? In who? See, that's a good life. You want a good life? You put your trust in a good God. Amen. You hearing me today? This ain't that complicated. God is a good God. Keep rolling. So we learned that in message one. Message two, last week. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or sword? No. Not at all. In all these things, we're more than what? What's the Greek word for conqueror? Nike, N-I-K-E, Nike. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is that a good God or what? Say, are y'all hearing me? I don't care what you've heard. I don't care what you've been taught. You've been taught wrong and you heard wrong. He's a good God. Amen? No one, no thing, no situation, no circumstance, not now, not ever, shall separate me from the love of God. And I tell you what, that's some ground right there. When life is troubling, that's some serious foundation. So this good God ain't just a feel-goody kind of message thing I'm trying to get y'all hyped on. This is how you're going to make it through life. And it's how I've made it through life. Amen? And I listened to that last song. When you're hurting, I'll stand by you. And as I'm down there listening to that song, I'm thinking of you and the many people that God brought into my life when I was hurting that did not forsake me, but they stood with me when I could do all that I could do. It's okay. We're here. That solidified in my heart more than anything that God is a good God. You hearing me, church? Amen? This is what we're talking about. This stuff runs deep into me. This is who I serve. People ask me, I can't believe you do what you do and all you do and what you do. Are you kidding me? I serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do I look sad? Say. People say, I can't believe you got so much enthusiasm. Man, I serve the King of Kings. He's a great God. Amen. Sure He is. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, church work can be a pain sometimes because people are in it. That's life. Sure, I'm a pain sometimes. Because I'm a people. But God's a good God. Yeah, amen? So what did we learn in a couple of weeks? I know two things. Number one, God's a good God. I've tasted and I've seen the Lord is good and I've been blessed because of Him. Number two, I know nothing can separate me from His love. I've asked myself a bunch of questions. I put them on the screen last week. And every one of them is absolutely not. Nothing can never, ever, ever separate me. Amen? Today, there's something else I know, and I'd like for you to know it today about God. The word is what? We're getting there. I know you're like, where'd Synergy go? He's coming. Come on. Synergy's back. The word means this. Actively working things together. Actively working things together. There's a synergy. Well, let's expand. It means to make things what? Working things together. There's something happening that makes things what? A synergy. Like those guys on that row team. They're what? They're working what? They are connecting, aren't they? Connecting to get that paddle into the water to make that boat go where? Forward and keep it straight and fast. Synergy. It means to put the pieces what? Together. Synergy is a good word, isn't it? Well, there's something I know. And I'd like for you to know about this good God that we serve. And that's this great verse in the Bible. One of the greatest verses ever you'll ever come across in your whole life. You can look the Bible from one end to the other. And this one will always spotlight and have a shine on it. Every time I roll across it. And we know that all things, here's the synergy. Say it with me. Work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. This is an incredible verse. I want to leave you some great news today. We know. What does that mean? And we know. What does that mean? Well, I'm fortunate that I have Dina Agnostopoulos Formakos Bears, who works with me. She is an authentic Greek. How many knew your New Testament was written in what? Greek. And she's fortunate that her parents are old school Greek. And they're quite up in years. And so I can ask her as a pastor and as a Bible teacher, I can actually go out of my office, look at her and go, what does this word mean? And she'll give it back to me in the Greek. Isn't that crazy? Am I blessed or what? Other people need to use a computer. I still don't have to use a computer. This is awesome. I asked her, this word is O-I-D-A, and we know. O-I-D-A. Say that with me. O-I-D-A. O-I-D-A. O-I-D-A in the Greek. Oide is how I would say it because I'm like from the country. But she says it's Edda. 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 Don't correct me. I know you want to. I said, what does that mean? I knew what it meant. I wanted to see what it meant to her. And when I asked her, she said it means to be positive. And then she said this, it means, and she took her hands and she went, to know in your gut. That's what I was wanting to hear. And we know. We're positive. I know intuitively. It's inside of me. Deep down in my what? Gut. This is something you can know, guys. This is incredible. And we what? Know. In my heart. When I'm thinking right. And when emotionally and spiritually. These deep inside of me. I can know something about God. This is great. I have no doubt. I'm absolutely what? Did you know people would kill to just get this principle down in their life? This is awesome. Here's what I know, and we know. Here's what I know. Synergy. You think I've lost my mind, don't you? That all things work together for good. That's crazy, right? How many had some really bad stuff happen in your life? Terrible, terrible, awful, terrible, 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 terrible. Me too. The Bible says, because God is my Savior, I am His child, His Spirit's within me, I have His Word. He tells me that I can know deep down inside my gut that all things work together for good. What does that mean? God is actively working. God is actively working all things together. What's our word? For my good. On my what? Behalf. This is crazy. Now, it does not mean God does bad in your life. God's a good God. That's why you got to know the first two messages. You got it? Yes or no? Are there bad people on the planet? Yes. Do you do bad, stupid things too? Yes. And so therefore, bad people, bad you equals bad situations. Thank God there's a good what? God that can help make things right out of my mess. You understand? That's what we're talking about. So, and we know that all things work together for good, synergy. No matter what's happened, He can put the pieces together. He can connect. He can work things out. Keep the faith, Clark. Keep going. Keep that foot one front of the other. Don't turn back. Follow me. Deny yourself. Carry your cross and follow me. Any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom. Follow me. I can work it out. That's a good God. Y'all hear me today? Woo! Who does He do this for? To them who love God. To them who are the what? Called. Now, He's put out a call for men everywhere to be what? Saved. He's calling you to be a follower of His. To put your faith in His Son, Jesus. God says, it'll be worth the ride. You can count on me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm not the wrong way, I'm the right way. This is good stuff. I can take you places you'll never, ever have imagined. This is our God. Who does He do this for? This is for every who. For every who? One more time, for every who? In Jesus Christ. Are you a believer in Christ? You believe in God's Son. Then this is for you. It's not for the who. If you're thinking, oh, yes, I'm good, and oh, yes, and I don't hurt people, oh, and I deserve it, God. I deserve you doing this. God says, I reject you because you're full of yourself. God rejects the proud, but He gives grace to the who? Humble. It's not for the perfect. It's for believers, which counts me in. Yay! Because I'm not perfect. We got that down. And I'm a believer! This is great. This is for the truly and sincerely who? This isn't just for the church attender. I go to church. Look at me. I did my duty this week. And then all hell breaks loose and you can't handle it. Amen. Come on. Why does God do this? And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His what? God does this for His purpose. That word means His plan. This is a beautiful thing. That God Almighty can somehow take my life and even, excuse my language, the crap that comes into my life that He didn't do and work it out for my good. Is that a good God? Come on, that's some good praise. How many of you had a child, maybe a young child, that erred or made some bad choices, bad decisions, and you, through those bad decisions, bad choices, you could take that child, you could maybe teach that child through those bad choices, bad decisions, and actually it could end up being a good thing for them. You ever had that happen? A few of you? Sure. It happens. Well, God's the master at it. That's a good God. What's His purpose? He's conforming me into who? The image of His Son. Did Jesus suffer? Was Jesus betrayed? Was Jesus rejected? Well, I guess that's going to be part of my life, isn't it? If I'm going to follow Him, Jesus said if they hated me, they'll probably hate who? You! But He did say, if they received me, they might receive you too. Amen? Suffering, hurt is part of the process. But God says, I'm with you. I can do this. The Bible says, for whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be what? Conformed to the what? Image of his Son. That verse follows on the tail of verse 28. That's God's purpose for my life, for your life. We're rolling. I'm done. I have peace in knowing that all things of every description that touch my life, they're overruled by God for my personal good. That all things in my life, though they may not be good, and they may not feel good, my God is able to what? What's our word? He's able to harmonize or synergize. I sound all fancy. Them together for my ultimate what? Is that a good God? Oh my. God's goal for my life is to mature me into the image of His Son. I tell you what, if He wants me to be like His Son, and boy, He really loves His Son, He must really love me too. That's incredible, isn't it? Well, there you go. Row, row, row your boat. It's called what? Amen. Could you say this with me? Here we go. It's because, say it good and loud. Can we wake up somebody? Here we go. Here we go. God is a good God. Praise the Lord with me this morning. Come on. That's a good word this morning.